Write to me, therefore, my dear, the whole of your story, upon the time that Mr. Lovelace was first introduced into your family, and particularly an account of all that passed between him and your sister, about which there are different reports, some people scrupling not to insinuate that the younger sister has stolen a lover from the elder. And pray write in so full a manner as may satisfy those who know not so much of your affairs as I do. If anything unhappy should fall out from the violence of such spirits as you have to deal with, your account of all things previous to it will be your best justification. You see what you draw upon yourself by excelling all your sex. Every individual of it who knows you, or has heard of you, seems to think you answerable to her for your conduct in it points so very delicate and concerning. Every eye, in short, is upon you, with the expectation of an example. I wish to heaven you were at liberty to pursue your own methods. All then would, I dare say, be easy and honourably ended. But I dread your directors and directress, for your mother, admirably well qualified as she is to lead, must submit to be led. Your sister and brother will certainly put you out of your course. But this is a point you will not permit me to expiate upon. Pardon me, therefore, and I have done. Yet why should I say pardon me, when your concerns are my concerns?